Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
Yes, people. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunuga. In the studio, as usual, I have Ife Awari with me. It's funny that he came because his team drew. Welcome, bro.
Okay, first of all, fuck you, put in the jar. Because I don't understand why you make all this kind
jar. This jar will full, that's why I don't want to fool.
But no money.
It's time to give somebody the money.
Give money, we'll go use come out. I don't understand.
Why you don't put me in the jar?
I don't want to shade any other podcast, but we don't do like those guys. We're not giving money to anybody.
You have to actually suffer, man. You have to give it to somebody.
Now, we go use the money chop together. So, we go they suffer, but they enjoy at the same time.
Yeah, the season, the person that wins the FPL league is going to get it.
Where is the money?
You're not getting it.
Do I say our account department will catch fire? Because I don't know why you feel like... Don't mess with me, please.
I feel the shade. So, if you're waiting to do your enemy this weekend,
my enemy just no one qualified for Champions League. That's what he's doing, my enemy this week, man. Will you believe that I went out for a function? You know, my busy schedule and all. I went out. I was on the road. I checked my score app. I saw 90+1, 1-0.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, we do close out games now. We close them out. I got to the function. They told me, you guys are drawing again. I said, no, we draw our last game. We didn't draw this game. Imagine to my shock, surprise. No, but why? It's a lot. The finishing now is just terrible, man. Mm. I know that one of the contributing factors to this terrible season is the defensive nonsense that happened, and then the stopgaps that Klopp tried to do to try and fix everything just were not working, or they work small and then to scatter. Mm. But now, towards the tail end of the season, the team is not conceding goals. That's not our problem.
Klopp was, at the end of the game, Klopp was like, he didn't see a Champions League team. What's your take on that?
That's what you call damage control. Mm-hmm. Trying to get the fans ready for the
running.
For the Europa League.
So he's not the Europa League team.
I know say conference when they come to 24.
No, the conference is next year.
Oh, it's starting next.
It's starting next year, yeah. Conference is next year.
No, they go conference now.
You want the easy way out, eh? No. You must go Europa.
But the funny thing is that are people even factoring in traveling for this conference? Because if we're already complaining about traveling for Europa League, because conference is going to have more teams from even like far-flung countries than you would have in the Europa League.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's why they're doing it, man. So that more of them teams can be involved.
It's cool. Let's improve our football knowledge. Maybe some teams that we don't know about. Watch them play. Depending on whether who's going to get the rights for that in our region, that's even another headache again.
Oh.
It's good, Jah. I'm not streaming any conference games with anybody.
Let's see how it goes.
That's the only thing that's doing my enemy this week. That's the only thing that is doing my enemy this week.
Let's go for a break, man. Let me take a break. Okay, hot topics now. What are we starting with?
The hottest topic of them all.
The hottest team.
Super League. Does whatever. No.
Now, why the council out, bro? Go on, teams like this. The council out.
Well, you know, I'd have come up with the best fan chance, man. I'm going to do my chance outside the stadium. Outside the continent, actually. Based on.
How did you feel when you heard about it?
More money, more problems now. Do you understand?
Mm.
In my head, I was like, good for the clubs that are involved in it.
Yeah.
Sorry to the guys that are outside. But, this money has to be made.
Mm.
I think if you look at it from a purely business standpoint, it makes all the sense. But football has never been a purely business type of thing.
Mm.
Even though as the sport has gotten older, with more money coming into the game, you can see some decisions have been made that are not exactly morally upright. But then my main grouse with the opponents of the Super League was that they were not coming at it from, okay, fine, this is what is wrong with the Super League. Here's what we can do to make our own better, so that you guys don't have to break your way into your European Super League. They were just coming like, oh, for the fans. Fans are really who we're concerned about. And I think it's a big lie. UEFA don't lie to me. Or don't lie to them. Maybe because we're Africans.
Yeah.
AFCON, not AFCON. What's the name of those are our people?
CAF.
They do lie to us routinely. We're used to it. But I guess the average football fan in Europe, basically, they trust their administrators. They believe that their administrators have their best interests at heart.
Yeah.
Which is not always so. And I think that's like the first thing that fans, because it's the fans on ground then that are going to really make sure that we have a better sport and a better ecosystem by their protesting and their fighting and their clamoring for what they feel is right.
Yeah.
Because the problem is not necessarily the clubs alone, but it's the clubs and the administrators together. Yeah, that was causing this thing to be the way it is now.
For me, I like the idea. I'm speaking from an Arsenal fan point of
view. No, it's important for if you're a newcomer, he's an Arsenal fan. I'm a Liverpool fan. So we have vested interest.
Yeah. First of all, because we have Arsenal as a club, and I have taken so much heat from my mates, from my guys, from you here, about how our club is being run, that we don't invest enough money, that we're the good guys, that we need to start putting money into this club. Not only even like outside fans, the fans, like Arsenal fans go on sale, then they will come, they'll be shouting, oh, we need a new owner, we need the new owners what's the word now?
Sorry,
to invest more.
Sorry, can I just cut it? It's very good that you said that not putting enough money. I think it's very, very telling that you see the teams that are not investing as much money into their clubs, mm-hmm. that are meant to be big clubs, and then look where their owners are from, mm-hmm. and see what kind of sporting model they are coming from. Okay. You're not going to put money somewhere where you feel like your money is not safe.
You're not getting anything back. You're not getting anything back.
Arsenal fans will complain about the St. Louis Rams. Is that the team you want?
Yeah.
Him building the stadium. But his money is short for him there.
Yeah, sure.
He will get it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, like, generally, Arsenal are a self-sustaining club. So anything we make, we spend. Mm-hmm. So we being in this league, obviously some people are coming like, oh, wow, that's not done in the past years. Our history made Perez invite us, you understand? And obviously, I think globally our fandom, obviously, because, you know, people are saying, oh, the champions should go, or people, Leicester. Nobody knows, no disrespect to Leicester, nobody really knows Leicester. You get people when Leicester came to light 2016 when they won the Premier League. That's when they came to light. Nobody till today, you can't put them in the same bracket as Arsenal or the bigger club than Arsenal. You understand the fandom? That's why Arsenal was brought in. And now, Arsenal want to do like let's just say, obviously, people will say the Super League is immoral, everything, blah blah blah, whatever they've said about it. Is now this time like, okay, let my club be immoral, and I want to support that. Yes, let my club be immoral.
Is the Premier League the way it is now? Yeah. In 1992, when they bust out, was it moral?
Let's free it.
Is it moral now?
Let's just free them, because they think they're moral, so let's just free them. You understand? They're saying like the sport for the people, sport for the fans. I accept that. Now I want to do things dirty because I've been doing things clean and it's not working for me. Yes, I want to be a bad boy. You get my point? Like, I want to spend money. You think I don't want to? People will be like, oh, Wenger was green. You think Wenger doesn't want to? You think Wenger didn't want to coach the best players? Eh?
Well, he has to be pragmatic.
You think he had to be pragmatic with his decisions?
Oftentimes, you do the wrong things, man.
Yes. Do you know how many? Postmon. Remember Postmon was signing players anyhow.
We literally have a two-time Champions League winner in the championship. What's their name? Nottingham Forest. Arsenal Villa for a while, down and out.
Even these Leeds that are back, they spent so much money getting into the Champions League and they could not sustain themselves. And now they're building themselves back again. Thank God they're back. Like, it's good to see
that.
back in the Premier
League. That tells you that right now, the current state of football, the ecosystem is not even sustainable for a lot of clubs.
A lot of clubs. Thank you. So, Arsenal now being in this Super League, I supported it and I'm going to still support it because we are going to make more money. And that means I will bring more players in because now they are saying, okay, they've cancelled the Super League. What are you doing about the Chelsea that are spending money anyhow? What are you doing about the, what they call it, Man City that can buy two fullbacks, 50 million in 1 year? What are you doing about PSG that bought Neymar £197 million and also bought Mbappe that year and they said, oh, it's loan. No, it wasn't a loan. They paid that money as well. I don't have a sugar daddy. I had a chance to make more money. And you people are saying I should not go. Come on, man.
Tell you, even these owners that say this, so City owners say they want to make sustainable and make a project and make profits as the years carry on. Maybe they are getting there slowly, but as of now, I still see Man City, PSG as passion projects. You understand? Yeah. Chelsea, their owners love football. Mm-hmm. So for them, it's not about the profit for them is winning the trophies.
Okay, this is how they curtail themselves. What they will do is, okay, Pep, I have this set of cards for you for these players. You understand? You can't go beyond this. That is their own being sustainable. You understand? You know they tried to get Maguire.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, 50 million. And Leicester said, no, 80 million. And they left. They tried to get Koulibaly as well. So 80 million and they left. So, okay, we'll go for Diaz. Diaz is where our money is. So that's their own sustainability. If I'm buying a player, if I start buying a player at 50 million, that's the only player who'll buy that window. You get my point?
I mean,
you
kind of see how we play fantasy Premier League, you know? Uh-huh. Everybody has 100 million to spend, and you have to, like, everyone's on equal footing when the league starts.
Yeah.
So you now have to really use your wit and use your. For people to say that today's game, now more than ever, money is the biggest factor that dictates who wins games and who, like, loses games. Yes. I remember I read an article. Yes. A few years ago about how you have fewer upsets in football as a whole. I'm talking about stats. They did a project, you know, studied stats and everything. You have fewer upsets now than you do in the game before, like in previous years when there wasn't as much money. Yes. So what does that tell you? While money will not obviously guarantee that you're going to win every game, it guarantees that you will win most games.
Yes, most definitely, man. Most definitely.
So is that
the Chelsea's, the Man City,
is that moral
as well? The PSG's, you understand? And it's
Papi, talk is long. Make everybody make everybody get out. Make everybody get out. Everybody get out.
Okay, quickly before we go on the break, why do you think UEFA were all over it? And then FIFA were in between. They didn't really say, oh, we don't want it. But we Papi, want it.
See, our people say now where person they work. Now what now they ain't good job.
Let me give you a bar. Don't jet for dear for lower.
What does that mean?
Basically, it means like the thing where they do you now inside you.
Wisdom on ground. There's wisdom on ground.
Yeah,
UEFA now. Omo.
And they were quick to bash it. You know what I mean? It's weird.
See, they move faster than they move for any racist incident I've ever seen. We have proof that Kamara was proper, and see how long it took them. They went through a what's it called panel, them things, and then look at that all of a sudden now they're saying that now they're willing to consider stricter bans for racist players because of the opera that's come out.
It took them 2 weeks normally, just 2 weeks. It took them 2 weeks just to accept that was an issue. Okay, that we have to look into it because they didn't even want to look into it. Probably the referee did not put in his report.
There's a lot that's wrong with the game financially, but we all don't care because as long as everybody's happy and you know they're making them, nobody cares. UEFA is making so much money from the Champions League. I mean, it's our biggest cash cow by far, even bigger than what's called Euros.
You believe that only 30% of the revenues go to the club?
I know that. That's what's going on. And let me ask you a question now. Does the average football fan know that?
No. They just want their club to go to the Champions League final.
Not even
shout, oh, let's, European
let's even let's even make it smaller now. The average match going fan in Europe, they know that.
No,
you know, that's even a smaller sample size.
From the protest, and I'm not dissing anybody. Obviously, everybody has their opinion. But from the protest, you can tell that most football fans don't know exactly what is going on.
it's still a lot of confusion.
It's more about
even us that we're talking here, man. I feel like we have some of the details, but like not all of them.
Yeah.
I think as the year progresses, we're still going to know a lot more. I think more selectors are going to come out.
We need to look at all these things, man.
30% is crazy, yo.
30%. Yes, sir. Let me give you another instance. When we played the final in Baku against Chelsea.
What are UEFA's what are UEFA's administrative costs? What are
6,000 tickets were
separate increase in salary during the pandemic, 400k. Everybody saw that, so we all just locked up.
Since he came in, he has been increasing his salary. Since he came in as president, he has been increasing his salary every year. Since he came in as president. So what is happening? Are you really that good? Are you really for the fans? You understand? Why are you so opposing about the Super League? Yeah, you know a funny thing?
Football.
Super League, yeah. Super League came out and be like, you know what? We are here for money. You understand? And we don't care about it. We don't care about anything. We'll invite some people. And I think...
They were even ready to like have them solidarity payments that would go down to all the leagues and everything.
Yes. But I think what really vexed people was the non-relegation factor, you understand? One club is always sure of, that's why we're seeing that end it. Man, I've ended it, man. My team has ended. We've suffered enough.
Funny? I like relegation and promotion because really, you want to have your superstars, but then you want to have the option and the ability that new superstars might emerge. I mean, that's why we have Leicester. You know, we'll never have a Leicester if the league was closed or before they came. And it's good for the sports, it's good for the story. Everyone loves a feel-good story, man.
Okay.
But
the football story will still be there, because we didn't say we're leaving the Premier League. You know, we just said we're leaving this European competition.
No, but it was looking very serious. So if they ban you from everywhere, you only play Super League.
No, that's my point. That why are they banning me? Do you get what I'm saying? Ife? Why are they banning me? Because they're banning me because
That was just UEFA flexing muscle, and the other was flexing muscle.
That's what I'm saying. I'm profitable to UEFA. You understand? They need me in their league. So because
you feel like they were blocking? But I feel like the only reason fans really left was because of the fan pressure, not even the
fans. It's the fan pressure. It's the fan pressure. Trust me. It's the fan pressure. These guys were ready to challenge UEFA. This guy has so many debt on them. Parents, I'm too sure he has so many debt on them. Because
that's
where did the 4 billion come out from?
All of them are snakes.
The 4 billion to improve the... to improve the reform. We'll talk about this in the next segment. Where did it come out from?
What's exactly how much money does UEFA have in its coffers? I would love to know.
What's going on? Give us transparency.
It seems they have some rainy day fund or they have some big backers.
From where? Latibo.
Relax, don't ask that from where again, please. People, they move powder up and down, powder, they disappear. No, just ask anyhow question. I mean, we've all seen the flight attendants, please.
That's a serious, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's go for a break. Let me go drink water. Still on the Super League. So, what did they get it wrong? That's the Super League now, in terms of their branding, in terms of putting it out.
You know,
apparently they wanted to put it out on the day of the anniversary of 96, but Liverpool begged them not to, so they moved it to Sunday.
They tried it, they have busted fast.
Like that day, sir.
I think the main problem we're having with our football administrators, club owners, is the lack of transparency and then them just conveniently skipping things. You know how you have two lies, lying by omission and then the other one is one that people do normally do.
Yeah.
Lying by omission is where you just tell me, say, too many things at that port, but I believe in and
dreaming.
That was kind of thing. They could have been more upfront with fans about it, even though I understand maybe they had to be more secretive because of all the planning. You know, when you're around snakes, you don't just leave your plans out. No, snakes, planning around snakes.
Mm.
You have to be low-key because if anything happens, now your plan will bust. You could have done more consultation with stakeholders involved.
Yeah.
And then be more open, even though there is a statement and everything, Sharp, but no one's going to read that.
Do you think that this thing, if there was no pandemic, do you think that they would have waited for a while?
Actually, I feel like Florentino Perez and his cohort saw this pandemic period, post-pandemic, as the best time to launch their league. And I think I'm right with them on that as well, because I don't think this Super League idea is dead.
No, they're coming back.
I don't think it's dead.
They're coming back. That's why so many people are saying the government should find a way to get...
Yes, that's why now people are trying to involve the British government.
Meanwhile, I want to ask you about that too. I don't know if you have info. The government is not meant to interfere with football, man, have
they? They already do. I mean, in the UK, the reason why they don't show matches by three is because of... It's a law.
Okay.
And it's because the football people put the pressure on the government to make that law, because they didn't want to lose ticket revenue by people just watching the matches at home on their television.
So they're allowed to do this. Because I remember when the government interfered with Nigerian football and got banned for a while.
Imam is a funny bunch, man. The government meant, not meant, because I guess the private and everything. But things like football are in the public space and it's, you know, national sport, things that the UK probably has more sports related laws than maybe any other country, than probably the US.
Okay.
So you can tell that they make laws on things that are probably very important to them, and their sports is very important to them.
Their game. Cut on uncle. Yeah, so you talked about Super League coming back. What different, or what? Because this is what I feel. Let's say these 12 clubs were not invited, and let's say the Evertons, the West Hams, the West Hams, the Evertons, if they were invited, I feel they would have dropped them.
Oh, that Karen. Ah, mommy, where I know? No, Karen would have jumped. Shout.
So what can make them accept this, or is it done? Do you think like it's done for good? Because I mean, this guy was talking about a binding contract.
If
that they can't leave,
enforce it. They sign contract, we enforce them. You really want to calm down, go against? Because right now the people that want to enforce it are in the minority. You want to now go against? There are some big names that left too.
Yeah,
enforce it. Enforce it now. Ah. They don't vex me. Enforce them now.
Yeah.
Contract.
It's the contract. So like, yeah. What can they do different?
It's the same way when Messi was trying to leave Barcelona. He said, you want go to court now. You signed the contract. Fine. Obviously, if they are real gentlemen, they'll free you based on how it is. But go to court. Run it.
Yeah.
See, if these Super League guys are smart, you take on feedback from what has, what's it called, from the Braha that has transpired. The biggest one I think I'll take back from feedback is since UEFA have been able to use this fan card to rally up and what's it called, people to really, and they use greed to join, you know, greed, fan morality. You now look at your product and see how you can tweak it to make them happy, to make stakeholders happy. And I'm not talking about the broadcasters or whatever now, because those ones too are also,
they're part of the problem
as well. So try to look at, you know, how can you get the fan base involved, get some legends involved as well. It just felt like almost some guys just cannot tell us what to do. It's fine.
Okay. Speaking about UEFA now, they've accepted this reform. My first question to you is, this reform that we're talking about, increasing it to 36 teams. Why did they accept it during the backlash of the Super League?
Now, see, I have a problem with them even increasing the games in the first place.
Yeah.
Because you guys are saying you're not making enough money, and your solution is to increase the workload of the players.
Yeah. What's going on? What's happening there?
There's definitely a real greed problem in the industry, man. Mm-hmm. People are chopping and they want to continue chopping more.
Yeah.
If there was more equitable sharing of the profit across the club and across the game in general, you wouldn't have this problem. It's pure and simple greed. That's it. And to answer that your question about why did they agree to, because the greedy people realize that our greed has gone too far. They're about to remove food from our mouth. So let's give them something so that we can still be eating.
So isn't it funny that the people that are speaking about morals, the Ajax, Bayern Munich, they were in that meeting and they accepted it?
These clubs, that's another thing that you always say, I always say sometimes, man, trying to like have your ideals and be moralistic about stuff can be a little bit hard in our world, because sometimes you are trying to change the world from the outside. Mm. Yeah, inside the world, trying to live in it and interact with it, also trying to change it. Ajax and Dortmund, it seems to me like clubs that probably have, they have good hearts, but then they still have to do business. They still have to conduct business.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't know, man.
Why don't you call Bayern?
Bayern too as well. They have
what? The Bayern League.
They have good. So they have, bully, no, Bayern have good, Bayern have good hearts. Their heart is pure. That's what you want me to say.
No, I just asked you. I did my question. You know, I just want to know. I don't know the thing.
I just wish that, you know, that old saying of for you to be a businessman, you have to be like a devil or whatever. I wish it wasn't true. People that really have good intentions and you want to do the right thing oftentimes cannot do the right thing, because business doesn't really give up with the right thing, because as you're there trying to do your good, someone's out there doing evil.
That's true. I mean, that's why I'm supporting Arsenal to join the Super League. It's time for us to be evil. Let's be evil. We cannot be good anymore. Good is not working for us. One night, I mean, what?
What's that? Volvo ad? The one that had Loki where he said it's good to be bad.
Oh, that was it. Volvo. I think it was Volkswagen. I can't remember. That had all the bad guys.
Yeah, all the baddies, man. Tom, sir, what's his face? The one that played Gandhi.
We need this. We need to be bad. We can't be doing moral. No, they what FFP no help us. No help.
I know what's funny. In that, in a closed league system, Arsenal under Wenger probably flourished, because you know, even though they were paying the loans to the bank to pay back for the Emirates, they'd have still had that consistent Champions League money regardless anyway. So they'd have actually flourished. So you can say that maybe this Super League idea came a little bit too late for Arsenal. Said.
So, back on the UEFA Champions League reform, they spoke about the extra four clubs that are going to come in, and it will be based on coefficients. So, let's say West Ham finished fifth, and then you guys finished sixth. And let's say the reform...
We don't bounce them now. We have more coefficients, so based on, we don't show the competition more, so...
So, is that... How far? That's not fair now.
You know, the coefficient system, in a way, it's funny because it would also benefit the league in that if we find that a big club is not necessarily pulling their weight but just attending because... Sorry, excuse me. Mm-hmm. They're just attending because, oh, we're big.
Yeah.
Then they should get out because the coefficient is not high. But now, the problem now with the coefficient thing is that for you to have a high coefficient score, you have to be playing in the competition. So already teams that maybe have not been there before are disadvantaged, because imagine if I come fourth and it's my first time trying to get in.
Thank you.
I won't get in.
You won't get in. You can't even get
because,
in.
Because of a legacy.
Lega.
Yeah, because these people have been here before, they were here before, you all this kind of thing. So maybe...
Isn't that the Super League?
It's still very... It's actually very immoral, because you're saying that, okay, fine, we've changed the format. We're no longer doing only champions. So you're saying that now, me that I'm a smaller team now, for me to really get to the top of the top, I have to basically win my league for me to get into the Champions League.
Yes, that is it.
They say they're wise. they use sense. No, we see them. I want to listen to the podcast, so please listen well. I hope you are jotting things down.
People talking about, you don't want to be watching Bayern, Real Madrid every week. Don't you want the El Clasico every year? Eh? Don't you want Liverpool, Manchester United every year? Did you get tired of it? You can't tell me you get tired of it.
You know what's funny is that
that is silly.
People that say that we'll get tired of it seem to forget that people's loyalty to their fan clubs. People's loyalty to their clubs runs very deep. That's why you have teams. Look at Sunderland. Is it Championship or League One?
League One.
They're still pulling fans. They were pulling fans prior to lockdown. You're pulling crowds.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? Even if you feel like
big stadium.
Yes.
Very big stadium. 40,000.
Even if it's going to get boring or get sad. So let me tell you, there'll be an initial TV period. Some fans will leave.
Do you say so?
I thought about it that if the breakaway really happened, were all these fans going to stop going to their
allow on that Gary Lineker the tweet say I won't work for them. Please don't give me that, Gary.
Because you haven't
Gary,
seen,
don't give me that.
Unless maybe the fans are able to do, you know how it is, public shaming, shame everybody, so that even if you're not going there to go and pick, if you go there and people like, that you went there, it's like how in Liverpool where people don't buy the Sun. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's some people in Liverpool that would love to buy the Sun, but they don't because of what they care about how other people think of them. That might be the only reason that, that would also be why maybe...
I think nobody buys the Sun.
That would be why, like, if everyone's, like, if all the season ticket holders drop it, there may be some people who don't go because, that's like a dead thing, man. Why are you doing that? But another thing they seem to forget. If I have my money, why not? That's another thing. That's another thing people don't understand too, is that Bond has become like probably of the rich, man. Season tickets now cost so much money and they have long waiting lists. People have money that are willing to do anything to watch their team.
Yeah.
They don't really care a lot about this quality. I mean, local fans are complaining that now when they go to their stadium, know their stands. You see a lot of foreigners, they don't know the songs, they don't know anything. What does that tell you? The game has changed. This is all part of the change. It might not be, but you know what I think will happen is that the ecosystem will balance itself out. What is happening now with the Super League pushback is just the system just pushing back against that. Not the entire thing, because you can tell that some poll were there. They did a poll.
If
there was a poll, there was a fan poll done by club to see the number of percentage of fans that were on board with Super League. Mm. And there were some people on board. So what does that tell you? There is a small minority that just needs to become a majority.
I just all of this fan poll. If the Super League came out with this, you know, relegation, okay, people can come in, people can go out, all these things, like everything, like they claim football should be. Do you think that there will have been enough backlash?
That's why I say they should have gotten the major stakeholders involved. If they have the fans on their side and, you know, a few opinion makers, it would have been a lot different, because at the end of the day, you can't really fight against the fans, man. You can't.
Okay. Anyway, maybe we'll cheers now. Alright, cool. Let's wrap up the show now, man. So finally, if are you for it or you're not for it, or you're just indifferent in terms of the Super League and the Champions League before?
I'm not for it. I like the Champions League format as it is now. I feel like it could use a lot of changes again.
Yeah.
Even like, sorry,
in terms of transparency, right?
Transparency, and then even the format itself. I think the bigger leagues, to be honest, are getting too powerful. Maybe it's too late to reduce that power, but they have to try.
Okay.
They have to try. Something should have been leaked into the board some time.
And speaking about Champions League,
and then I'm not talking about the clubs again. Sorry, salary caps, wage caps, not just for the playing staff, but also for the non-playing staff.
Everybody.
Because as much I understand that the playing staff are very important to the team, you know. I mean, they're the ones out there getting the results, trying to ensure everything goes well.
Yeah.
So even though the non-playing staff are not, you know, on the pitch, that's just as important as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't want a case where everyone's feeling like monkey they walk up in the church. But that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Some people feel shortchanged.
Yeah.
And really, the best agreements are the ones where everybody leaves unhappy. I don't want anybody to let everybody be unhappy.
Yeah, that's true. Let everybody suffer. It's the only way to get
They're not even suffering. They're making a lot of money.
It's the only way to
some
get
people want to make more and more money.
It,
human greed is insatiable, man. Just more.
Always want more, man.
More.
Want to continue. With little,
it's never
with
enough.
With the little resources that football has, you just want to chop more and more. Anyway, we'll see how it goes, man. Speaking about Champions League, Chelsea play Real Madrid this week, and what's the second one? Man City, PSG. The ticks.
Well, on one side we have, you know, they never win. You know, it's never, you know, they're speaking red language. They're speaking English now. Never win.
Never win.
I don't know what's pretty from that City game, because whenever those two teams get to the stage, I mean, PSG made their first final just last year. This is very unprecedented. Oh, wow, I'm just sticking to what.
They choke me. That water will give me. That's it. Now your water guy. They haven't been in that sort of stage before. And if they were playing another team that had some Champions League pedigree, I would say, oh, you know what, they're not going to make it. They'll go out.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fun game, man. The money semi. Let's call that the money semi. If this was WWE, be what? Money in the bank. Now money in the bank with this. Then what's the other semi now?
Chelsea,
you know, they're not new boys in this business. They have their one Champions League sorted already. Yeah. So we're trying to get number two.
Mm.
And with the kind of manager they have,
what he has done for the club, like since he came, really incredible.
And if you remember, the last one they won was manager bounce. They used
manager bounce, yeah, true. So, can they happen again?
Never count Chelsea out.
They are the dark horses, right?
They are the club I love to hate. And for good reason. You don't hate people that are always doing well.
But they're playing like the most experienced team in the competition.
Those ones are another problem.
Yeah.
When you think they will cast, they will not cast.
So both games are nice for you. All over.
If I were a gambling man, yeah, I'd play over 1.5 for both games.
Okay. Even though Chelsea are playing under 2.5,
that's your business. I've told you what to play.
And they try help now in case you don't listen to it here. So pick a side.
And I already say your best cash. You can't collect the money from the job. Money will not chop. People are jokers.
Money is going to the leader of the FPL. Of our FPL.
Oi.
They don't do some Nigerian government things for here.
This will not be government, or not private entity.
Anyway, Europa League. Arsenal play Villarreal. They're meeting their former manager, and then Manchester United.
It's a game of two legs. I expect Man to qualify. They don't qualify, I don't think that.
Another semi-final jinx.
If they don't qualify, I think that's very poor on Ole and the team as a whole, because they've been together for a while and they have one of the best players in the league in Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
But one of the best players on the continent right now in Bruno Fernandes. And Roma,
you know, he's been stinking it up.
Yeah, Roma, to be fair, they had that first half of the season resurgence, but they've fallen by the wayside.
Now, of course, the Europa League.
Yes, yes.
So, don't think that they'll up their game for the Europa.
That's the one thing I would say, though, is that a lot of all these clubs now, check them, you know. Yeah, maybe some of them, their only way to qualify for Champions League. Some of them, their only chance at winning a trophy this season.
We did that.
People, some of them both. So, people have their eggs
in this basket.
So, you know that they're going to really, like, going to be a wonderful game to watch, man. Honestly, if you're a neutral fan, just, you know, get your chow and your drink, you know, just sit down, relax.
The people want to get chow and drink, you know.
Some have food, but cannot.
Thank you guys for listening.
Some can eat.
Thank you.
Why are you carrying my mic?
Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, and, you know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.